علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Covenants based on Imam Ali alayhi salam's sermons, Imam Ali alayhi salam's sermons in Nahjul Balagha. We are presently discussing the third sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam gives an outline of the purpose behind his governance. But of course, in this sermon, he stresses about the importance of taking lessons from the previous generations, from the taking lessons from the evil actions of what previous people did, and the result of that, especially rulers who took into their hands to lead the community without divine authority. He tells us to think about these things. Think about the leaders, think about the community and what happened to it because of that. And of course, the polytheism that had arrived, which was in the form of allowing people to take control of the Islamic leadership who did not have any real authority from God, and they would lead based on their own whims and thoughts and desires. This was the problem that the community faced. But here is where Imam Ali alayhi salam stresses the importance of looking at history, of understanding and studying the generations of the past, to look at how we can solve the problems. And I mentioned the issue of the discussion of Sayyid Sharafuddin and what he did to solve the problems of the Shias in that population. There's a lot we can learn from these scholars. Inshallah, I'll just give a few examples of their role, and inshallah we will then continue with our discussion.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
The scholars of the Muslim world, especially of the Shias, they have a very important role, and that role is to watch out for the community and for the people. We have got great scholars. The scholar I mentioned previously in the previous session was Sayyid Sharafuddin Amili, who a very, very powerful scholar who solved the problems of the Shias over there and in Lebanon, where they were suffering the worst forms of humiliation and degradation. But he brought them to the level of honor and respect. We have great scholars, of course. One of them is Sheikh Ansari. When Sheikh Ansari he was the greatest, he was the biggest marja of his time, marja al-taqlid. That means he was a scholar who was, all the people were following his methodology of lifestyle based on his jurisprudential rulings. At that time, there were, of course, when he left the world, there were three scholars. One of them was Marhum Haj Mirza Habibullah Rashti, and another one was Marhum Sayyid Hussein Kuh Kamari. Both of them are very great scholars. Mirza Habibullah Rashti had hundreds of students, and he would teach them, and he was a powerful scholar in jurisprudence and law. And then we also had Sayyid Hussein Kuh Kamari, a very, very powerful scholar. He himself also had hundreds of students under him, until 300, some of them say. And he was a powerful scholar, yet he was a very humble man also. There are stories about him that will surprise you, that this Sayyid Hussein Kuh Kamari was such that when, despite having all these students and everyone knew that he is the greatest scholar of his time, yet when Sheikh Ansari comes to Najaf, the same Sheikh Ansari who passed away, when he comes to Najaf, he tells him, he himself, and tells his old students to learn from Sheikh Ansari, because he found Sheikh Ansari to be more knowledgeable to him. Anyways, at that time when Sheikh Ansari passed away, we had Sayyid Hussein Kuh Kamari, Sayyid Mirza Habibullah Rashti, and we had another scholar called Sayyid Mirza Hassan Shirazi. These three scholars were the ones that were present after Sheikh Ansari.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, when Sheikh Ansari left this world, he was the source of guidance for all the Shias. But when he died, we had three scholars, three experts in jurisprudence, or we called here in Shia terminology, marja al-taqlid, that means the center of obedience in terms of following them based on the rulings that they, extract from the teachings of the Prophet and the Holy Quran and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. So now these three scholars sat down and they decided that for the sake of the unity of the Shias, instead of there being three scholars who are the centers of guidance, we have one center of guidance. And therefore, two of them would vote in benefit of one, so that only one becomes the leader. And from all of them, the youngest was Sayyid Mirza Shirazi. And Sayyid Mirza Shirazi comes to them and tells them, look, we need to choose one person. That person who is very intelligent, who is clever, who is pious, who is a scholar, who has learned well, who has studied properly. And he should have insight. He should be able to look far, to be able to see the problems of the community, to see the future of humanity. Okay, in this Islamic society, we need a scholar like that. So the two other scholars who are older to him, who are elder to him, told him that Mirza Hassan Shirazi, you become the leader. You become the center of obedience and center of authority for now. We trust you. And he was surprised because he was younger to them, and even according to himself, he felt that he had lesser knowledge than them. But they trusted him and they gave him the authority. Look at the way our leaders were. That instead of fighting for leadership and, forcing leadership upon amongst themselves, they were in fact ready to give it to others, because they knew that the leadership here means a divine authority that needs a stamp from a divine source. And therefore, this is a very important thing. It's not just a mere small issue that can be discussed and just, fought about in a simple manner. No, it is something that needs to be clearly, thought about and then applied in the society. This is how things were. Inshallah, we will discuss more about this issue and the discussions that we had regarding Imam Ali alayhi salam's statements in Nahjul Balagha in the sessions to come. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه